Also, some great news is, of course, Mick Stone's been picked up by the Melbourne Rebels, which is fantastic. Gus Roberts has had a ripping year for not only Sydney University and also the Sydney Stars through the NRC. And also Paddy Ryan now with Sokapi Kepu moving on. He's got a really good crack at not only getting that spot in the Dakin Waratahs, but also now into the Wallabies as well. Those young kids are getting that opportunity, which is fantastic to see as well. And they're the role models, and they always keep sneaking up here and putting something into the game. And also, how was the CSU New Shores Country Eagles game for Tamworth when they played against the Sydney Stars in the Bibcorp Cup early this year?
Mate, the sooner we all get our heads around the fact that we've got this magnificent Tier 3 competition into our game with this the National Rugby Championships, it's just a fantastic product as we saw in Tamworth. The game was physical, it was fast, the law changes are wonderful. The small but enthusiastic crowd, when I say small, we had about 1,000 people there. You know, they thoroughly enjoyed it, and they're still talking about the day in Tamworth when they saw some of these young players. And they're going to be our Wallabies and our Waratahs in years to come. And we've just given South Africa and New Zealand too big a start. They've had, you know, the third tier of rugby in their countries for the last 7 or 8 years. South Africa longer with the Curry Cup. We'll play catch-up football and we're going to get there. It's a great product, and I want to see all the clubs getting behind it.
Well, we can't keep it up for having interesting for most of the interview. We've got to ask some hard questions. Of course, we've now got the Sandos Central North Premiership. Everybody wants to go back to home and away. What are your thoughts personally? And also, to be quite frank, I think it's really disappointing that you bust your O-ring to come and bring the level two here and nobody turns up. And it's sort of like, geez, you wonder why you bother. And it must be that Central North and Western Plains and New England must have the best coaches, and we all must have level threes, because we don't need to do level two coaching courses, because it's not only for the fact that you can have heaps of kids playing, but you need quality coaches to be able to have the kids playing at a better level and an enjoyable level so they stick at the game and move through and be a Paddy Ryan or a Gus Roberts.
You've said it all, mate. It is frustrating, and the clubs know how I feel about it. You know, here we are, one of the strongest zones in country rugby, and we don't have one level two coach coaching our first grade sides, and that for me is real disappointing. But I know that the clubs want to get out there and have a crack, and I know we didn't have what get it up and gun it, but there are some boys that are going to go to that barrel, and girls actually going to that barrel level two next weekend, so that is a positive. You know, it's you've just got to keep chipping away at it, mate. You know, and we can whinge and bitch as much as we like. You know, we're a community-based game. And the amount of time that these men put into our code is, you know, it's thankless. And you obviously get out of the enjoyment seeing the players develop and, you know, your side going well. But without these blokes at the helm, we don't have a game, do we, mate?
Finally, have you enjoyed the last 2 years, of course, being a multiple premiership winning coach and coaching the Kookaburras, of course, but you've been in the development job for 2 years. How have you seen it, and would it be about time the new CEO of the Waratahs, when he comes in, sort of gives you a gold encrusted Volvo, one of those Volvos that doesn't need a driver? You know, they're the things we need to see for UBT. You can do those trips from Warree to Scone and then out to Gilgandra again, and also fantastic to be out of Gilgandra earlier this year as well, sort of really help that club grow with the Kalakalas.
That was the highlight of the year for me in terms of senior rugby, getting out there and doing some work with the Galar side. And it was just, you know, a good bunch of boys. They're based there in Gilgandra and play out of Galagambone, and it was fantastic, mate. But the job's going great. I'm just bewildered. I'm doing something that I'm really passionate about, and I thoroughly love it. It's not a job to me. I could do it 7 days a week. It wouldn't be tedious or boring. So I'm not only thankful, but I can't believe every month they throw some cash into my account. So I love it. I can't believe I've been given the opportunity to coach and be a development officer in this area.
Yeah, we want to thank you for your time, Walshy, and we're looking forward to a bigger season in 2016.